That is Radioactive from Imagine Dragons on Clear 101. It is 7:10 now on a Thursday morning.
And 57 degrees to start your morning off.
And it's time for a closer look at Clear's community.
Tim Hofbauer is with us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
It's been a nice day, a nice morning already.
I know. Yes, this is awesome. We're going to have some great weather here now the next few days. And plenty of rain.
Yeah, we're not going to get rained out on Saturday, though. No.
I don't think the forecast shows Saturday. They are saying something for Friday, but, but maybe we'll get out of this pattern. And
Yes.
We were camping over that by Lincoln, and it was just looking at the radar. It's like, there's absolutely no way there's going to be a game tonight or even in the middle of the night, because it was just coming and coming and coming.
That was kind of like Columbus Days, Tim, when I contacted you about, you know, Sunday. And it just looked like it was coming and coming and coming.
Yeah, we've been definitely in a different pattern, I'll tell you that for sure.
That's right.
And speaking of weather, what does our winter look like?
You know, all I have is to go off of the Farmer's Almanac, and really they're just saying colder there. We'll have to see what the official reports are maybe next month. But right now, it's just mainly showing colder for us, so we'll see what that turns into.
No, we can handle that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anything we should be preparing for?
Well, this is National Preparedness Month. September is. So, you know, this is a good time to be thinking about preparedness and what you would do in the event of a disaster. And I kind of, when I talk to people about this, I kind of think back to a couple of events that I were involved in, two tornadoes that were within the state. Both events, I was involved in the accountability part of it, where we gave the residents that were affected cards so they could get into the past the security. Both of their communities were blocked off, so they couldn't just come and go. So they had to have ID cards. So that morning after the storm, we worked through with the residents, and our process, if they have it available, is a driver's license to scan it, and then it puts their name and address and everything on their card. That way they have that available. Well, you know, when you're asking people for their driver's license the day after a tornado, a lot of them says, I don't have nothing. I have absolutely nothing. All I have is what I have on my back. No driver's license, no medicine, no nothing. So, you know, there's a little bit to be learned from that, and that is that maybe it's a good idea to be thinking ahead a little bit. You know, now is a time to think about that, but then also to plan ahead maybe for next spring or even a flood or anything like that, is to have some of that stuff ready to go, maybe a bag with some clothes, maybe copies of prescriptions or, you know, medicine, extra medicine or whatever you might have. A lot of people, you know, didn't have any medicine. You know, if they were on specific meds, they didn't have that, and they didn't have their prescriptions because their house was gone. They had no way to get that. So it's a call to the doctor during that, you know, that day to try to get that ordered and redone and all of that. So it's just a process. So if you could have as much of that paperwork with you ready to go in your go kit, then that just makes that process a little bit easier. So definitely. So there's a lot of things to think about, what to have, what to be prepared for. Just kind of plan on being out of the house, you know, if it's a flood or something, maybe 72 hours, you know, not to be able to get back, things of that sort. So just a simple preparedness kit. If you go to ready.gov, there's a ton of ideas, things that you can download as far as kits and or plans and things of that sort, lists of what you would need and things of that sort. So just something to think about this month, that it's, since it's Preparedness Month.
Yeah, very good information. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And then when you think about, you know, if you have pets.
Exactly.
You know, things that they might need, you know, that list could get, you know, a little lengthy.
An extra leash, you know, some extra food, you know, things that you just throw in even a suitcase, you know, that works just fine. If you don't have a duffel bag or something of that sort, just grab a suitcase and store that in there. And if you need to go, if you're going to use that suitcase to go somewhere, take it out and then put it back in when you get back.
Mm-hmm. So exactly.
Simple enough as that.
Good point. We're going to keep Tim in the studio because we have some more things to talk about.
We'll have more Community Spotlight coming up after the break on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. Cash Cash and Bebe Rexha with Take Me Home on Clear 101. It's 7:22 now on a Thursday morning.
And 57 degrees to start the morning off.
And we're back with more Clear's Community.
We have Tim Hofbauer in the studio from Platte County Emergency Management. And Tim, I know you've been working on the 911 system. How's that coming along?
Well, I think the 911 committee is putting out a job application or a job employment opportunity for the director for that. So that process has been working along pretty good, and they're looking at sometime next year to get that up and going. There's some logistical things that have to happen first. So that is kind of an exciting change with the combined city and county dispatch, something that's been needed for a long time. So that'll be happening. Public will probably notice a little bit, especially in the rural areas, if you call 911, talk directly to the county dispatch and or city dispatch, because they're going to be one. Mm-hmm. Right now, your call is transferred over to the county if it's a law enforcement related incident. So that'll all be a lot more streamlined and a lot better in the long run. So pretty excited about that.
And anything else for the month of September?
Yeah, there is, actually. Coming up September 22nd is Mike's Auto's Kids Safety Day, and that's from 10 in the morning till 2, and we're going to be involved in that as well, and we'll have some coloring books for the kids. We try to have something every year to give away, so we'll have that. That's safety related, and also have a drawing for a safety kit, a little backpack or something of that sort. So we'll have a drawing for that, and there's all kinds of activities and information and things to see. They get a look at the fire trucks and all of the equipment that's out there. So it's pretty cool. I think Runs is involved in that as well. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that are going to be happening that morning. So I guess just kind of put that on your calendars if you want to, either if you have kids, bring them out. Definitely if you don't, you're still welcome to come out and look around and see all of the neat equipment and things of that sort. So it's very informative. Like I said, we'll have stuff for the kids as well as some preparedness information as well, and then the drawings. So.
Which is all good. Definitely, that's for sure. Something popped in my head and then just popped right back out that I was going to ask you. Oh, I know. We know now this kind of quiet time of the year for your spotters and for training wise. So they're just kind of just coasting now.
Oh, yeah. I know. October.
Actually, we're pretty busy. Last weekend, they, the spotters definitely, that's one of the things they do, but they do a lot of other things, my volunteers. They help quite a bit with various events for traffic control. They were out for the alumni walk at the high school last Saturday. They also helped direct traffic for the CHS first game for the escort. They helped with that. And then at Friday nights, they also help when there's a home game on getting people, kind of running people through the intersection to get things moving as far as emptying out the stadium. So they're involved in that. So each Friday night that there's a home game, there's going to be a few of them out as well. And we had a lot to do this summer. We help out at the Ag Park for the fair. We help for the 4th of July, downtown runaround. Any type of event like that, we help to do with that as if we can. What we're trying to do is so that law enforcement doesn't have to be paying overtime or having people there off duty and things of that sort. So having volunteers there saves both the police department and the sheriff's department, manpower, budget wise, and all of that. So we try to have them available for that. And sometimes it seems like we have a lot going on. Columbus Days, they were out for that as well. So a lot going on, but we keep them busy, and we're always looking for more volunteers too.
Oh, definitely. Hats off to those volunteers, because we absolutely love them.
You bet.
Well, I guess I'll let you go. Until next month.
Yeah.
We'll and then back. And then more on the forecast. We're going to be drilling you.
Hopefully by then they'll have some long-term, long-range things out as far as what to expect. So I'll have some better ideas.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much for coming in,
Thank
Tim.
You.
Stay tuned. We've got news coming up on Clear 101.